Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And we welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we worship Him. Sing along with us. Follow us in the Word of God. Join us in prayer. Let's just praise Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for worshiping with us. And if it's convenient, I hope you can invite someone to worship with you and then be ready to take down some contact information sometime later on in the broadcast. Let's begin this service with the Word of God. 1 John 4:12 said, "No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us." Well, He's an unseen God as far as us actually seeing Him, but we have definitely seen the results of His existence. Praise the Lord. Well, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Wonderful, wonderful promise in God's Word. Well, by the time this service has come to an end, we hope you'll be able to witness and testify you have been in the presence of the Lord. Sister Linda commented about how often we sing this next song, page 362, "I'll Fly Away," but it seems to be a lot of people's favorite song. A lot of people like it, including us, so let's just sing it again. "I'll Fly Away." Clap your hands and worship with us. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. Fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Hallelujah. Well, let's just get ready for that trip, that plain air ride. Let's be ready for the next flight that leaves. 1 Peter 5:6 is our precious promise today. He simply says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due times. It's how amazing it is. As we humble ourselves, then he exalts us in due time. If we just subject ourselves to him, he will lift us up. Let's pray together. Well, let's pray for all the sick today. We haven't taken time just to pray for the sick specifically in a few days, but let's continue to pray for them. Many are sick and shut in, and many people have all kinds of diseases and illnesses, and people are constantly going to the doctor or going to the pharmacy and picking up medicine. It's just unreal. They're going for tests and x-rays and all sorts of things. But our God is the healer. He tells us he is wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you today for the great promises of God. We're reminded, Lord, you even made the statement, I am the God that healeth thee. And we're thankful today, Lord, that you have administered healing to us. We look through the Word of God and we notice several different instances, Lord, where you healed different individuals. A woman with an issue of blood, blind eyes, lame legs, dumb tongues, Lord, all sorts of issues. Men and women that were demon-possessed were delivered. Your power, your healing power, your delivering power, Lord, was definitely in motion. And Lord, we know that you're continuing to move today. It's never ceased. So help us to put our trust in you and believe you today. Touch all those that are sick today, Lord, in this congregation. Meet the needs, Lord, as they pray for healing. You know the need, Lord, whether it's just a minor illness or how serious it might be. Father, I know that it's all the same to you. You're the healer of all of our diseases. And we praise you in Jesus' name for an answer to this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Worship with us now and let's praise him together. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Let's sing it one more time. Worship now. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. Hallelujah. And if you'll stay tuned, I'll give you some contact information at the end. I try not to disrupt the flow of the Spirit as much as possible. Well, we prayed for healing. Here's one that gives us the promise. The answer came. I searched and searched from day to day to know in my heart that I was saved. I wanted to know the answer for sure. So when God's Spirit spoke to me, this is the hour you can be free. I called on the Lord that night and the answer came. The answer came. While I was kneeling there in prayer, the answer came. I felt His mighty saving power when the Savior came and saved my soul. Caused the angry billows to roll. I'm praising the Lord each day that the answer came. I was heavy laden, burdened with care. That night I called on God in prayer. I felt in my soul the answer would come. And sure enough, as I knelt to pray, God came and took my heartache away. I'm glad in my soul each day that the answer came. I prayed from my heart, have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord, for Thee to live. Then I begin to feel the answer come. Well, I can't explain what happened that night, but I know for sure that I got right. I felt in my soul His touch when the answer came. While I was kneeling there in prayer, the answer came. I felt His mighty saving power. Now a home in heaven is awaiting me when I cross over the mystic sea. I'm praising the Lord each day that the answer came. Well, the answer is on the way. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We try to come to you each time with something that the Lord can use and bless you. If you enjoy our broadcast service, why don't you let us know that you're there? You can call us or text us at 618-214-1410. And after you've prayed and given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it's needed and it would be appreciated. And whether you have any money or not, send any cards or letters to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. The answer came while I was kneeling there in prayer. The answer came. I felt His mighty saving power when the Savior came and saved my soul. I felt the